Scheduling and dispatch for a small shop. Practical scheduling and dispatch for a one-to-few truck shop, protecting drive time, leaving slack for emergencies, sequencing by geography, and the booking habits that keep techs productive instead of burning the day on the road. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base. What it is, scheduling and dispatch is how you turn incoming calls into a day's worth of profitable work without the wheels falling off. For a small shop, one to a few trucks, there's no dispatcher in a back office. It's you or a single coordinator juggling scheduled maintenance, repair calls, the emergency that just came in, and the realities of drive time and parts. Done well, your techs spend the day working instead of driving or waiting. Done poorly, you book chaos, cross down zigzags, overbook days, no room for the no heat emergency, and a crew that's busy but not productive. This article is the practical habits that keep the schedule sane. How it works. The whole game is maximizing billable time and minimizing the unpaid stuff between jobs, drive time, waiting on parts, backtracking. A tech only earns while in front of a customer. Every hour on the road or idle is pure cost. So good scheduling is mostly about geography, slack, and honest time estimates working together. Three forces are always in tension. You want trucks full utilization. You want to handle emergencies which you can't predict. And you want jobs near each other routing. Overbook for utilization and the first emergency blows up the day and makes you late everywhere. Leave too much slack and trucks sit empty. Ignore geography and you pay for hours of cross-down driving. The art is balancing all three, and a small shop has to do it on the fly. In the field, cluster jobs by geography. When you book, group calls in the same area on the same day or the same part of the day. An afternoon of jobs all on one side of town beats one job north, one south, one east. That zigzag can burn an hour or more of unpaid drive time you're paying the tech for. Geography is the cheapest efficiency you have. Leave deliberate slack for emergencies. Don't book every minute. In peak season, no heat and no cool emergencies will come in, and a fully packed day means you either turn away easy money or torture scheduled customers by running late. Hold some daily capacity open on purpose so an emergency is a slot you fill, not a crisis that wrecks 5 appointments. Estimate job times honestly and add buffer. The schedule falls apart when every job is booked for its best case time. Use realistic durations from your history and leave a buffer between calls for the job that runs long, the surprise, and the drive. A schedule built on optimistic times guarantees you're late by mid-morning. Confirm and pre-stage. Confirm appointments the day before to cut no-shows that waste a slot. Where you can, know what the job likely needs so the truck carries the part. A return trip for a part is a half-day killer. Good information at booking prevents wasted trips. Triage incoming calls by urgency. Not every call is an emergency. A real no heat in winter or no cool in a heat wave, especially with medical needs, infants or elderly, jumps the line. A noisy fan can be scheduled. Sorting honestly lets you serve the genuine emergencies fast without letting every caller claim the front of the queue. Keep one source of truth, whether it's software or a shared board. Everyone sees the same schedule in real time. Double bookings and missed calls come from techs and the office working off different pictures of the day. Common faults and what they mean. Techs spent half the day driving. Jobs weren't clustered by area. You're paying for cross-down zigzags. Book by geography. One emergency wrecks the whole day. You booked with zero slack. Leave open capacity for the calls you know are coming in season. Late to everything by noon. Jobs were booked at best case times with no buffer. Use honest durations and leave room. Return trips for parts constantly. Booking without knowing what the job needs. Gather info up front and pre-stage the truck. Double bookings and missed appointments. Office and field on different versions of the schedule. One shared source of truth fixes it. Busy schedule, low billable hours. Utilization looks high, but drive time and waiting are eating it. The schedule is full of unpaid time. Tech tips and gotchas. Drive time is the silent profit eater. A tech only earns in front of the customer, so every hour driving between scattered jobs is pure cost you're paying. Clustering calls by geography is the highest leverage scheduling habit there is. It directly converts windshield time back into billable time. Protect slack on purpose, especially in season. The instinct is to fill every slot for maximum utilization, but in peak heat or cold the emergency calls are guaranteed. You just don't know when. A schedule with deliberate open capacity turns those into easy revenue. A packed schedule turns them into a choice between losing the call or burning your booked customers. Book honest times, not hopeful ones. The fastest way to spend a day running late and stressed is to schedule every job at its best case duration. Real durations plus a buffer keep you on time, keep customers happy, and leave room for the job that surprises you. A return trip for a part can cost half a day. Knowing what a call lightly needs before the truck rolls, so the part is on board, prevents the single most wasteful event in field service. Bend the effort at booking to avoid the second trip. Triage honestly so real emergencies win. If everything's an emergency, nothing is. Sort calls by genuine urgency. True no heat slash no cool and vulnerable occupants first, so you can serve the people who actually need fast service without every caller jumping the line. You can't dispatch well off a stale picture. Whether software or a whiteboard, the schedule has to be one shared, live source everyone trusts. Most double bookings and dropped calls trace straight back to the field and the office looking at different versions of the day.